To share with you a few things, we're holding Lama Chesem now by the mission at the bottom. We're going back to the Skiber. So the Novi has to be Giber, Osher, Chochem, and Anuv. The Rambam in the Yad, when he talks about the Novi, seems to stress just the point of Anivis. In the Murray, he mentions other things as well. So I'm sorry for suggesting that maybe the main point is anivus, but it's only nicker the person has anivus when he's a giber asher chacham. He's not a giber asher chacham. It's not anivus. but there's a morale. Morale says that that for a person to be able to have nevuah, a person has to have shleimus, and shleimus consists of the person expressing himself in three areas: his nefesh, which is he's a chacham; his guf is shalem, he's a gibur; and the person's nechasim are in some way an extension of oneself as well. So he has the appropriate amount of nechasim. So he's called an usher in that sense. And the im calls that the person is an anav. It's interesting that the pasuk in in Yirmiyo, which we lay on the Haftarah on Tisha B'av, Yisrael Chacham B'Chachmasay, Yisrael Giber B'Gorsav, Yisrael Asher Ashray, Ki B'Zayis, Yisrael Amisal Haskel B'Yaday Yasi. So that's the Chara. The 3 points of the Gemara is the Chacham, the Giber, and the Asher.
On Tisha B'Av?
Yeah.
Maybe.
The last two pesukim of the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av. So they can be distracting. The person is being as hollow with that. But the point is that, and we're saying it's not that they don't have an element of mila to them having those elements. So those do commit, in some way help to give a shleimus to the person, which the nevuah requires. The Chesed Mishnah suggests, based on the Mishnah Novus, that the main point of them is that he says it doesn't fit well in the Gemara. Is a washer sumeh pechalkei, is a chachmulam mikaladom. The Giber is kavish yitzray, so it's referring to those midas. But the problem is it doesn't fit well in the Gemara. Is that the Mishnah? Vezonis ishtoy vezbonov, the madir can support the wife and the children of the mudir. Even though the husband has a chiyuv to support the wife, so it lies like a mavriyah chari that he's paying off the cost. The male of the husband, the mudr, saves money. That's not a direct benefit. However, when he feeds the animal, the animal by being fed has a certain value. Bein tmeima, bein tahara. So whether it's the behemoth tmeia, which will be used for burden and for work, or whether it's behemoth tahara, which will be used eventually to be eaten, doesn't make a difference. He differentiates between the two. So they asked Rabbi Eliezer, "Ma bein tmeia la tahara? What's the difference?" So Eliezer said back to the Chachamim, "Shatahara nafsha l'shamayim v'guva shaloi." Its life is when it dies, whatever life force it has that goes back to Shemayim, but the body he gets to keep. He can eat it. So if the person feeds it, so he's fattening the animal. But Utimeya now Shemakufa l'Shemayim. So that Utimeya, when it dies, he has no use out of it. So Amaloi Afatmeya Nafshala Shemaim Kubashaloi Shim Yirza Hareyu Moichaloi the Kachobim Bemachila Laklobim. If you're taking that into consideration, so the pitum, the fact that you're fattening the animal by behemoth tameya is also relevant. So that so there shouldn't be any difference between tameya to haras. Either both should be aser or both should be mutter. Now the chachamim say that both are mutter. So since the main point over here is right now it's not dead and you're not planning to eat it. You're not planning to sell it for the meat. Right now you're planning to use it, whatever it is. So at this point in time, he's just saving the money that he's saving him to feed is the same as feeding his wife and children. In regards to the fact that he's fattening it, that's not a direct benefit either, because it's not relevant at this point in time.
Something wrong.
The behemoths are also from the bottom. Yeah. The son of Ishtar, Vesponov, so the man, a fellow Kirabonan asked you, she told him, it's Chanan, and the Rabbanan, so according to Chanan, we understand why it's Mutter, according to the Rabbanan, it should be Asr. He says, no, even if the Rabbanan is going to be Mutter, the terrorist mitzvah skin of the terrorist Piroin Shabbal Shechav is understanding. He does it as like a mitzvah stock or whatever it is, that type of thing. So that as opposed to paying off the chayv of the husband. Even though the husband is benefiting, that's not a direct benefit, that's an indirect benefit. So they say, but they're giving him, they're increasing the value of the animal. There's a direct physical benefit in the value of the animal. So the fact that the animal is fatter doesn't give a benefit to the owner. But by the case of the tahara, kupa shaloi v'achila, when the animal dies, he gets to eat it. Hilchah imefatim lo mahanile. If by fattening the animal, he's giving a benefit to the mutter. He's not benefiting from the fattening. So they said back, no, Shemitzer raised a merkle of the kachavim. Shachlan is so that the of the chum will eat it, and therefore Shemifutamis loichim oisab yoiser. So when it's fattened, it's worth more money. A mechila the kachavim. He's able to feed it to his dogs. There's more meat, there's more to give. So therefore, even a behemoth tamei is also for the mother to feed for the mother. Nearly the Rebbe Leizer Loishori Fatima. All he was matter was the extra mazernus, which would fatten the animal. Mishum the sirla the kima the inner medesah chilo el the malacha, and in a henin bialim bituma. When he fattens it, the owner has no benefit. Its purpose with him is for work. That of mefant chetfei, it gets more. It becomes more mefunik. Well, the other shepherd, it's fat. It can't work well. But keeping the animal alive, Lezer was not matter. Of course, he's giving him benefit by keeping the animal alive. So it's not just he's saving him the cost of the food, which is what would be similar to the case of the Reisha of the Ishtar and Bonav, but he's physically benefiting, that he can use the animal, that's called a direct benefit. So why did he say that? Mishum Tanakama Pasuk Matani Lo Yozanes Behemta Bein Tameya Bein Tahara. The Mashiv the Kulu Gav the Mitzvah Betahara Mitzvah Nami Mitzvah. The Chavim said this blanket statement, the unqualified statement. So came along here and he said Maharalei Rav Eliezer Loiki, not so Alika Gav the Zonas Tameya Avishen Zonas Tahara. There's a case that you can be Zonas Tameya, not the Tahara. Mm-hmm. And there's not that all the cases, like the Rana is saying. He the Tana missed him Lishne, even though he didn't say very clearly what he meant. So Samach Le Amai the Amru Loi, so the Tana who's presenting it in our Mishnah is relying on the fact that from the conversation which he presented, it would make sense to you. The Mishakla the target the two from the back and forth that they had. So Pashas, that the Rashba's point is that everybody agrees that the extra is Osir, even Rabbi Yezer, he's only being Matzer B'Kedecha, yeah, because he's not giving him the benefit of fattening it, he's just saving him the cost of his onus.
What?
Yeah. The Rashi says the opposite of the Ran. The Ran says that even if Eliezer agrees that the mezonos which are necessary for the animal to function is usur, he's only arguing with Mimata the extra mezonos. According to Rashi, but it's the opposite. Extra mezonos, if Eliezer agrees, is usur. He's only arguing with Mimata the basic life-sustaining mezonos. Rashba. The last line of the Ran. The Risi Laharashba. Okay. Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Chananya, Omar Rav Huna. So the Gemara that Rav Yitzchok Bar Chananya said the name of Rav Huna. So if Shimon is also to have an offer from Reuven, Reuven can marry his daughter to Shimon. Now the Mora is going to say we're talking about a katana or a nara, which the father has the authority and the power to marry her off. See, he can do that. So heavy bar Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira asked the question of this. He wants to clarify. B'maya skin, what are we talking about? So if the property of the father is usur on the son-in-law of the chosin, so that's going to be that the father-in-law is the mother and the chosin is the mother. So how can they be mutter? Hare Moshe lo shivcha l'shamshoi. He has the authority over the girl. He's giving him the girl, and the mutter is gaining that he has a wife to take care of him. So that should be us, sir.
Why does it say shivcha?
Well, stressing the point that she's taking care of him, so it's equivalent of giving a person who will take care of him. Some more said that should be usur. Ella, the case, maybe the case the other way around.
Do we get into the issue at all about it's a little different, but the you know, we said the buyer and seller depends, you know, do you have a shidduch crisis, do you not have a shidduch crisis?
I don't know. We'll see as the more goes along. Maybe it's a little bit clearer. Okay. Ella, maybe the case is Rishonisei Chosin Asur Malavia Kalu. So that's all the way around, that the father cannot benefit from the son-in-law, and here he's benefiting because now the son-in-law is taking care of the girl and giving her mazonos. So he's saving all that money. And he says that's mutter. The Mar says, yeah, of course it's mutter. G'dalim is u'amru. Hazan is ishtar v'esbonov. Abishuchayim is and his son. Vat amarta mutter lahasi l'bitoy. He's taking the girl away and giving her support. We already said even when the child is in the home of the father, the mother can give support to the children of the mother. So the mother marrying the daughter and taking her away and supporting her is obviously going to be mutter. So what's the chiddush? The Mor says you're right. Lo'ilam b'shenichse avikalo asur malachosim. So the case was that the father-in-law was the mother and the chosim was the mother. And the question is, why is it mutter? Vavito begeris umidaito. It's talking about the case of the girl's ready begeris, and the father cannot marry off against her will. She has to choose. So the choice that she has is that she wants to marry this person. So it's not called the father giving her away, that the father is giving mahana to the mutter. Tanya mihochi, a mother hanami chavero, oshalahasila bitoi, abamasiya bitoi begeris umidaita. He can't marry off his daughter when she's an ara or a katana, because he's giving the husband something of benefit, but he can marry off when she's a begeris. It's not called him giving.
Why don't we say, you know, pshuta, but like this too? I mean, she's already in, you know, her own rishus. If she's Bulgaris. Maybe it's the influence.
We would have thought that the father, at the end of the day, does have a tremendous amount to say over here.
Informally.
Not halachically, but you know. Yeah. Right. But that we would have thought of Yasser, Kamashun. The more right now is assuming we're talking about a girl who's a Nara or a Katana. So most of the case is Chosin Asur and Alvia Kala. It's all the way around that the Chosin is the mother and the father of the girl is the mother, and he's taking the girl away to supporting her. Even though the chosin cannot benefit the father, the husband's taking over his support. The father is gaining; he doesn't have to support his daughter. That's still mutter. The Mor says, "G'dalim is one amru. Zanis ishta v'esbanov. Rada marta mutter l'hasil bitoy klamer. Im hu yachal losin es bitoy v'oy the brishusay. If the mother can support the girl while she's living by the father, shulchayiv v'mezanasay. Even though he has an ongoing chiyuv to support her." And this mother is coming in and doing it for the mother and saving the mother money, and it's mutter. So he married her, he took her away, and now he's supporting her. So why should you think that's usher? Am I Kamash on Ravuna? So what's Ravuna being Mechadish to me? So Ravuna says, Bitu Geris, La'iu Kamashala Ella Hi Atzma. She's marrying herself off. The phrase of Midato is always Midato. So what does it mean? Time of the mil say. He's explaining why. Klemmer, Shabach Yishori, the reason why it's mutter is Hamidaitahi. It's her decision. The Kiva Shabag Rashum ain't Levi Rashuspa. The father has no rishus over here, and therefore it's mutter, so that's what Midaita means. So Midaita is like not another criteria. Begaris and Midaita. It's all one idea. Inami, alternatively, he come from Midaita, the Mutadaita of the Chosin, Shimaso, Shliach, the Dabri Mar, this can ensue and also to Hakamahani Le. If the Chosin engaged the father to convince the daughter, that'll be usher, because then he's benefiting him by giving him a wife. He's doing the shlichus to get a wife for him, so he's doing shlichus for him, so that's usher. But if the girl did it in her own volition without the prodding of the chosin through the father, that's mutter. Okay.
Who's usher?
Okay.
Who's usher to the
father? Which case are you going on?
This last one.
We're going on the case where the last, the Inami of the round. The Inami in the second line. You're talking about a case where the chosin can't have an law from the father-in-law, the father of the girl. So he's allowed the father. The girl's a begaris. The father can give the girl away to the chosin because he doesn't really have authority over the girl. But if the chosin would speak to the father should convince the daughter, that'd be a problem for the father, who's the mother, to convince the daughter, which is giving a benefit to the mother. Okay.
Can the father go to the wedding?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, it's Mr. Meir, the son.
Get on so well with your father-in-law.
What?
Did you get on so well with your father-in-law?
I get along with my father-in-law. Yeah.
Better question might be: can the husband go to the wedding? If the father's putting on the wedding, can he eat the food?
Well, we'll talk about that later on. The fifth paragraph.
I thought the husband's made the guys made the pay for the wedding.
In those days, based on the moral, yes, but I'm wondering about now.
Now.
Okay. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Hamad Rabbi Nar L'Talmud Torah, Mutar L'Malos L'Chav HaShamayim L'Hadik L'Nes Aner. So Reuven was concerned that his son Shimon should get distracted from his learning, and his son is a very, very faithful son and wants to take care of the father. So the father says, you know what, my son, I can't get any benefit from you. You can't do anything from me. So go learn. So even when he said that, he didn't mean that there's even though that's what he said, there's certain like simple type of things which are not difficult, which the father did not mean to us. So the son can fill up a chavis of water for the father, the son can light an air, and he can even fry a fish for him. And that's mutter. If the person's mutter no mechaveroi, he can give him the mother can give to the mutter the kais shal shalom. He can give him that cup. So, what's the case? Mind you, what's the case of Kosher Shalom? Hachar Tagimu, in Babel they explain this as referring to Kosher Shalom based on Oval. So if the mother is the Oval, the mother can give him the Kosher, which they would give to the mother, to the Oval, to drink. The mother can give that to the mother. After they would go to Beis Americas, they would drink. So that was considered since it was the standard thing to do. So he's allowed to do that for him as well.
So like the small things, like I don't know, holding open the door or something like that. I mean, basically saying small things are okay.
Pashas, yeah. You know, we had before that the Vitor is also Mudr Hanoh. You know, things that people are not normally not machbed on, because that is a real benefit. I'm crossing through your field over there, the case of that. So over here, it's just the basic, the standard way people act. It's not included in the. I didn't mean that you can't open the door for me. I didn't mean that you can't pass me something. Pass the salt. Oh, you mean, how do you pass the salt? You know? So he didn't mean that. That's the point of Gemara.
So you can open the bottle, mitzase kibravain?
Well, in the first case, the case of Marbin El Tamatara?
Yeah.
Well, the father for sure can do that. The father's making the.
Because he's muffling his kavod, is that?
Well, the father is the one who's making the iser. He doesn't have to keep it up for him.
No, but he's taking away from. It's taking away a mitzvah from a son.
So he's giving his son Talmud Torah.
Okay, so is it Dafka the Talmud Torah then? Is like,
it sounds like the Dafka the Talmud Torah. Okay, I told you he will pick up the runs tomorrow.